Other considerations, Eastshire repeated, his eyes narrowing. Should I assume from that, Sajan Merlin, that their majesties, oh, and let's not forget Prince Narmon, have concocted some strategy to use this traitorous bastard? Oh, I think you can take that as a given, Your Grace. Merlin smiled nastily. In fact, if you can restrain your impulse, completely natural and fully understandable though it is, to cut off his testicles and roast them, I think we may be able to use one relatively minor traitorous bastard to set a little trap for a very major traitorous bastard. Did I say something to make you think I intended to cut them off before I fried them? Eastshire inquired acidly, and despite the fact that Nemu Alban had been born a woman, Merlin winced slightly as he realized the Duke meant it. My error, Your Grace, he apologized. Nonetheless, my point stands. I see. Eastshire settled back in his chair again, right hand toying with the stem of his wine glass, while the fingers of his left hand drummed slowly, rhythmically, on the linen tablecloth. It occurs to me, he said finally, given what you've just said about my subtlety or lack thereof, that their majesties wouldn't have sent you to tell me about this unless they need me to make this strategy of theirs work. I mean, they would have preferred not to tell me a thing about it and give me the opportunity, in my own inimitably unsubtle fashion, to warn him he's under suspicion. The Duke showed his teeth briefly. I imagine, for example, that squeezing his head like a pimple the next time I saw him might be just a tiny giveaway. Indeed. Merlin decided not to respond directly to that last comment, and contented himself with another nod, then went on a bit more briskly. Actually, there are two things they need you to do. First, they wanted to be certain you knew about him and about their plans before you became aware of his activities on your own. They were pretty sure that if that happened, you'd arrest him immediately, then inform them of what you'd discovered. He paused briefly, and Eastshire nodded in understanding. Secondly, Merlin continued, they want you to actually help his treason along a little bit. The Duke's facial muscles tightened ever so slightly, and he looked for a moment as if he were going to protest. He didn't, though. Thinking that if someone else notices you helping his treason along, they're likely to assume you're a traitor too, aren't you, Your Grace? He thought. Well, I don't blame you. And, frankly, the fact that the thought occurred to you and you didn't automatically object only makes me think still better of you. Who is this fellow? Eastshire asked instead. Earl Swale, Your Grace, Merlin replied quietly. The Duke grimaced. There was pain in that expression, not surprisingly, given how long the Therys and Roscale families had known one another. But there was less surprise than there might have been. I wondered about that, or perhaps I should say I was afraid of that. Eastshire's voice was even quieter than Merlin's, and he shook his head sadly. He's shut up about it lately, especially since that business at St. Agatha's, but his initial reaction to the marriage proposal was unhappy. The Duke shook his head again. I think he blamed the Emperor for luring the Queen into apostasy. If he did, it was stupid of him. I can't remember the last time, or for that matter the first time, anyone managed to lure Charlian into anything she didn't want to do all along. Still, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what drew him into active treason, assuming Prince Narmon's evidence is valid. If it turns out their Majesty's suspicions are baseless, then what they have in mind will do no harm, Your Grace. If their suspicions are valid, however, we may accomplish several very useful things. All right, Sajan Merlin, Eastshire said with a trace of sorrow. I'll accept, tentatively at least, that he's gone rogue. And I'll not only keep my hands off him, but pretend he's still one of my trusted officers and friends. Now, Please be good enough to tell me exactly what it is their majesties have in mind. Of course, Your Grace. The main thing is...